And time now for the Rural News with Maya Barry. And New Zealand First is working on an election policy to slow the spread of trees planted for carbon credits, Maya.
Morena, Philippa. Yeah, this is interesting. This plan requiring resource consent to plant trees could undermine the current government's climate change program. New Zealand First, this proposal, it follows a tide of accusations that forests are smothering farmland, undermining the economic viability of rural communities. Farming groups opposed to these conversions say this is especially true of trees grown for carbon credits, which would never attract pruning or harvesting contractors to give a bit of an economic boost to a community. Now, New Zealand First MP Shane Jones says he's developing policies to block this.
I suspect that we're going to see a situation where full farm conversions will not be allowed under the law, and you will require a resource consent in order for a full farm conversion to ensure that only the most precipitous parts of the farm go into trees, and those areas that can continue to be maintained as farms or farming traditional pastoral activity remain intact.
And Shane Jones says some foresters in the South Island already need resource consent for planting as part of the campaign against wilding pines.
So it would be a relatively small step to take to require an extension of that resource consent. And I have discussed with the caucus members as to how do we protect rural communities in the sheep and farm industry and actually bed down genuine principles of right tree, right place. But look, the major threat in terms of farming practices versus the spread of forestry is actually coming from carbon forestry. And during the course of the election, it will be necessary, I believe, in the future to require carbon forestry full farm conversions to get a resource consent.
That's Shane Jones there.
Now, Federated Farmers, it's saying a new report into the Fonterra's Shareholders Council shows the organisation needs to lift its game.
The report is the first of a two-part investigation, and that was prompted by years of criticism that the council was failing to hold Fonterra to account on behalf of its 10,000 farmer shareholders. It found that most of the 1,400 farmers who replied to an online survey did value the existence of the council, and less than 10% wanted it disbanded, but 60% rated the council's performance as less than moderately effective, which is an interesting way of putting it. Essentially, many farmers thought that it had little influence with the board of Fonterra, which was often unwilling to engage or listen to it. They also thought the council needed to be monitoring the board far more routinely and rigorously. Now, Wayne Langford is Federated Farmers' new dairy spokesperson, and he talked to Eric Frickberg about this report.
Well, I think it shows the work that farmers are expecting them to do, and maybe they haven't been doing enough of in the past. And so farmers will be looking for some improvement there, no doubt.
And you would share that view as a farmer yourself who supplies Fonterra?
Yeah, as a Fonterra shareholder, yeah, definitely. I think we need the Shareholders Council. We just need to make sure they're focusing on their core business of what they should be doing there.
And have you had any experiences yourself as a supplier that would indicate that maybe you just can't get through to the board as well as you could, or maybe you can't monitor or give them oversight that maybe as an owner you should?
I don't necessarily know that all owners need to be doing that. What needs to be happening is the Shareholders Council need to be doing that for us, because that's what they're put there to do.
That's Wayne Langford of Federated Farmers, and that wraps up the Rural News for this morning.